Nigel, how does it feel to be back to winning ways?
Yeah, it feels nice. Wasn't a brilliant game. Don't think we were sparkling. But the clean sheet is the most important aspect. And it probably the most important 3 points we've had this season.
And in the end, it really did come down to how you were defending in quite, was a niggly game, quite a few yellow cards.
Yeah, it was. You know, first half, I thought we started well, first 20 minutes, half an hour, and then got the goal. Then they got back into it, and when Pope came on at half time, they went a bit more direct up to him. I thought Basham and Brayford dealt with it brilliantly.
That became quite a battle, didn't it? I mean, I thought everybody was going to get a yellow card. Fans might have been asking for one after a certain stage in the second half, I dare say. It just became that kind of contest, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, we know that we're a little bit nervous and what's at stake. So we're desperate to keep a clean sheet today. So there's a few tackles. I didn't think it was anything too bad. I actually thought one of the worst tackles was for the penalty, which was a blatant penalty on Murphy, where he's caught him high above the knee. And that was probably the worst tackle of the day.
So you had further chances, was one, could have been a couple more. Kieran Freeman had a great chance, if only he had have had a shot on goal, I suppose.
Decision making again. Yeah. He's got into a brilliant position, great play. Could have smashed it low and hard for the far corner. He's trying to put it on a plate for somebody to tap in. So, you know, the play's good. It's just that final decision again that we've had problems with.
I thought Davis, for all the games that I've seen, I've not seen them all, was that his best performance for you in a Blade shirt? Stephen Davis, obviously.
He was there without doubt. I thought he was outstanding today. As a centre-forward's role, he fulfilled it brilliantly. He got hold of the ball, he won his headers, he played people in, he got in the box himself. Unlucky with the one first half, he's just half a yard offside. Everything today, just missing was that goal, which he thoroughly deserved. But all-round centre-forward's performance, magnificent today was.
I'm sure you'll be aware of all the results elsewhere. There's been some really positive ones. It's crunched up again. However, you have a two-point lead now on sixth place. So vitally important you won today.
Yeah, it was. It's the seventh place that we're looking at. Yeah. Not more than sixth, and we're 3 points in there. Better goal difference and a game in hand makes this week, especially Tuesday night, very important again. Nine to go. We need to get a few more points on the board.
It's when we saw the team news, McEvely and Reid didn't play today. Why was that?
McEvely's shoulder. You know, he's been playing with painkilling injections, and it's not ideal. He struggled with it. Having Basham back now, he can have a breather. Might need him again Tuesday. And look, Reid, he got a knock on the head on Tuesday night at Warsaw. He had double vision after the game, so we don't take any chances with anything like that, especially with him being 17.
Are they both out of Tuesday now, given that?
Reid is, because he's going away with England.
Of course.
He meets up with England under-18s tonight or tomorrow, so he'll miss Tuesday night. But Jay, we'll see how he is on Monday. But not too keen on splitting the back four up, who performed so well today.
It's not often Michael Doyle doesn't play. What was your thinking there?
Rest, as much as anything. He's on 8 bookings as well. I think we've got to get to the 12th of April. If he gets to 10, he misses 2 matches. And just thought today was the sort of game if he was going to get booked.
He would have got one, wouldn't he? Let's be honest, Basham did on his return to the side.
I know, he was a bit unlucky with that one as well. Just a soft tackle on the halfway line. But we thought, you know, with a bit niggly sort of game, Doyle might get one. That puts him on 9 bookings. And then, you know, we're struggling for the next 4 games. So it was a dual thing today with him.
And I suppose it was written in the stars, Michael Brown was going to get sent off for something here at Bramall Lane. So, well, it was very important today, wasn't it? And Tuesday is just the same.
It is, yeah. And I know the crowd are going to have to be patient like they were today. Absolutely brilliant with us. Understand that we're going to have to defend at times. But also, I think they can see the amount of effort that's going in, the blocks that are going, and Brayford and Basham, you know, straining to sort of head everything. Mark Howe's not an awful lot in terms of saves to make. And they've had quite a few corners and things. But once again, we dealt with them brilliantly today.